Okay, let's begin our discussion tonight, which a topic which can be discussed at various contexts, but this time of year, it's something that comes up both in the world of halacha and hopefully at the end, a little bit in the world of hashgafa. And that is the issue and the topic of Shomei Ka'oneh. Shomei Ka'oneh, we know that in general we have a principle that comes up every Friday night, comes up many Yomim Tovim, and that is Shomei Ka'oneh. If I do not want, or if I can't, or if I don't say something and somebody else talks for me, so I could be yotzei my chiyuv through Shomei Ka'oneh. That comes up on Purim through Kriyas HaMegillah, comes up by Kiddush if there is one person making Kiddush on behalf of the family. It comes up various times throughout the year. But it also comes up in Sfiras HaOmer. As we know, Sfiras HaOmer, what could happen by Sfiras HaOmer? What could happen by, well, today was Rosh Chodesh, Hallel? There's another context where one might have used Sfiras HaOmer, but we don't use Sfiras HaOmer, right? Everybody makes their own bracha. Shomei Ka'oneh. What did I say? Shomei Ka'oneh. By the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, for some, that's not our topic, but for some reason, the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say their own bracha and not rely on the principle of Shomei Ka'oneh by Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. What about Sfiras HaOmer then? Sfiras HaOmer as well is a context where the minhag of Klal Yisrael is for each person in the tzibur to say their own bracha, not to rely on the chazan. There are even those that say, if you want to make sure not to rely, not to use the bracha of the chazan to say Baruch Uvach Shmo, to talk in the middle of his bracha, and without, whether you do or do say Amen, but either way, we don't rely on it. And the counting itself, everybody does their own counting. And the question is this required? Is this suggested? And would Shomei Ka'oneh even be allowed? So it starts off with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Simen Tav Pei Tes. That is the Simen of Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer at the end of Hilchas Pesach. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Belal Sheni Achar Tilas Arvis, on the second night of Pesach, after Ma'ariv, Maschilin Lispar HaOmer. We start counting Omer. Machlokas Achronim, do we do it before Aleinu, after Aleinu? Machlokas Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says you do it before Aleinu, the Vilna Gaon seems to say you do it after Aleinu, because of Aleinu you have to have the Chasimah Tatfila, and then you do it. Okay, but either way, after Davening. Vim Shachach Lispar Betchilas Alayla, and if I forgot to count at the beginning of the night, Holech V'sofer Kol Alayla, I can count the entire night, whenever I can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and still count. O Mitzvah Al Kol Echad Lispar La'atzmo. And it's a mitzvah on each person to count themselves. Where does this come from? This comes from the Gemara Maseches Menachas. I didn't give it to you. But the Gemara says there, whenever you have a plural lashon, a plural command, that means each and every. Usfartem lachem, imacharas haShabbos, that means each and every Jew must count. Ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon pri Eitz Hadar, so that means each and every Jew must shake a lulav. Plural, ironically, means each and every. Singular means maybe on one on behalf of. For example, if a safarta lacha sheva pamim, the psukim about counting years of the Shemitah cycle and Yovel, so that's incumbent upon Bezdin. That's not incumbent upon each and every Jew. And that is why we don't have Yovel Bezman HaSeh, because we don't count. And part of the creation and the Hakdasha of Yovel is in order for Bezdin to count the years. Bezdin don't count the years, then Memela, there is no Yovel. Okay, but by Yovel, it's a singular. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, any plural lashon, usfartem, ulakachtem, all implies each and every. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's a mitzvah for each Jew to count. So if there is a Jew alone, he has a chiyuv to count. This is not a chiyuv on the tzibur, it's not a chiyuv on Bezdin. Similar discussion we have by, let's say, Kriyas HaTorah. Most of the time, Kriyas HaTorah is not a chiyuv, al kol echad ve'echad. This is in the world, the realm of Durabanans. Kriyas HaTorah in general is a chov asat tzibur. It's a chov on the tzibur. And that's why, for example, if one is in America at this time of year, and they come to Eretz Yisrael, and they miss a parsha, this week, if somebody comes today to Eretz Yisrael, then they miss Tazria Mitzorah. Because last week was Shmini in Chutz Laaretz, and this week is Achrimas Kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. So they have to make themselves crazy? The answer is no. They have a chiyuv personally to be Mavar Sedra. They have to go Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. They have to go through it. But in terms of hearing it, laning, Kriyas HaTorah, they don't have to. It's a Chovas HaTzibur. Mashenkein, one time a year, there is a chovas hayachid, and that's of course Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is a chiyuv on each and every Jew to be mazkir, to mention zechiras Amalek, mechias Amalek, what they did to us. So there you have a chovas hayachid. That's just as a mashal. So here too, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah upon each and every Jew to count. The question, though, is, and this is what the Achronim discuss on the Shulchan Aruch, and Machlokas, between the Magid Avraham and the Levush, in source number 2 and number 3, can one use Shomea Ka'one when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer? Can one use it? The Bracha, for sure one can use Shomea Ka'one. That's not under discussion. Every single Bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, we can use Shomea Ka'one. And we use it all the time, as we said. Let's say somebody under a chuppah. The machlokas rishonim, the bracha of kiddushin, vitzivana, larayos, vasalonos, arusos. So, what kind of bracha is that? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam holds that's a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah. It's not the besara kiddushin's mitzvah, but he's saying it for the chasut, shomea ka'one, through a birchas hamitzvah. So, we have many examples of a birchas hamitzvah that one person says the bracha, and everybody else can be yotzei. Havdalah, kiddush, many of these. So, the bracha is not under discussion. But what about the actual counting? Hayom yom, right? Tonight is hayom shiva asar yom, right? So, is there any reason to believe that I wouldn't be able to rely on Shomea Ka'one? There are very few exceptions where one is not allowed to rely on Shomea Ka'one. I didn't give it to you, but the Gemara says maybe Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema, you need a personal Kabbalah Somachos Shamayim. Yerushalmi, the beginning of brachas. Maybe tefillah, shmon esrei. If I know how to daven, I'm supposed to daven myself. Kriya Shma tefillah. The Rishonim discusses it. The Ritva, the beginning of brachas, discusses it. But what about Sfira Sa'omer? Is there any reason not to? Says the Magen Avram, source number 2. Beis Yosef kasa b'shem Rashba she Yosef b'sfira sashatz ayin sham v'tzarech iyun. He says, the Rashba quotes that he can be Yotzi with the counting of the Shliach Tzibur. Tzarech Iyun, he says, I'm not sure why. And then he says, V'efshar, Kiva Dekayim Balan, Deshomeh Havi Ka'one, Havi Ki'ilu, Suffer Hu Ba'atzmo, Shomeh Ka'one. Unclear why the Magen Avraham originally said Tzarech Iyun, right? This is a ironclad principle that we know from Kala Torah Kula. But that's what the Magen Avraham ends up saying, Shomeh Ka'one, no problem. And yet, if you look into Levush, the great Achronim, remember the Levush, all the Levush's Sfarim are based on one pasuk in the Megillah. The Levush's name was Rav Mordechai Yaffe. And so he has commentaries on all Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. So on Aruch Chaim is the Levush Malchus. He has one called Butzvar Gaman. He has one, the Ateres Zahav is on Yerodea. Right? Each one, and the Levush Ha'ora is his commentary on Chumash. The Levush, so the Sifsei Chachamim always quotes the Levush. So that's based on a pasuk. Mordechai Yatza Milafnei Amelach B'Levush Malchus V'Atera Zahav Butzvar Gaman Lehuda Maisa Ora V'Simcha V'Chulu. Those two pasukim. That's why he named all of his svarim Rav Mordechai Yaffe. That was his name. That's why he named all his svarim after that pasuk in the Megillah. He lived right after the Rama, right after the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Levush U'Mitzvah Al Kol Echad mi Yisrael lispar la'atzmo. It's a mitzvah on every single Jew to count personally. Ve'ein echad yotze b'sfiras chaveiro. You can't use Shomea Ka'one. Afilu omer amen. Even you say amen to the bracha. Shekein mashmaz usfartam lachem shetehi sfir l'kol echad ve'echad. Just like somebody can't shake a lula for me, or l'kachtam lachem b'yem arishon, every single person. Just like people can't do other mitzvah shebegufo, so too, Sfira Sa'omer, the Levush seems to say, is a mitzvah shebegufo. It's not just a mitzvah of kriya, of dibur, like kiddush, like other mitzvahs of reciting something. No, it's a mitzvah kol echad ve'echad. The question is, why? Why is Sfira Sa'omer like that? Like, why would you say that it's not allowed? Why can I use Shomea Ka'one here? You use it everywhere else. Oh, I gave you that Yerushalmi. So as before, the Yerushalmi says that you can't use it for tefillah. Or for Kriya Shema, because everybody has to say that themselves. But this is not on the list of the Yerushalmi. So the question is, why would it be that for Sfira Sa'omer we wouldn't be able to rely on Shomea Ka'one? So what we're going to do now is hopefully discuss a couple of other contexts in general of Kol Torah Kula, how we see Shomea Ka'one relevant in other contexts, how we see it applied, and hopefully at the end we'll come back to Sfira Sa'omer and apply it in our context as well, and maybe add even some hashkafic thoughts related at the end. Okay. One other question, even before we start, actually start this section, and that is another interesting question. Hopefully we'll deal with this a little bit, but just another interesting question to think about, Shomea Ka'ona. We usually assume that when we get an aliyah, right, the Bizmana, Mishnah, everybody laid their own aliyah. They were all ready. But, Bizmana Zeh, Niskatnu Adoros, we're not all ready. When we get called up, we're not all shaking in our boots. I can't believe I got an aliyah. I have to know Chamishi. Or we don't go to the Gabbai. Make sure, don't call me up this parsha. It's on the Baal Kore's shoulders. But what do we do? We know what's the halacha, lechatchila, that we are supposed to say it in an undertone when we get an aliyah. We look inside, we said the bracha was added in an undertone, the Baal Kore says it also out loud, I say it quietly, and afterwards, I make the bracha. Why do we do that? What about Shomea Ka'ona? Why can't I say the bracha, and then the Baal Kore will say it for me? I'm listening to every word, I'm looking inside. It's also an interesting question. Another case where we don't see Shomea Ka'ona working. We b'di'eved, the halacha is that one is allowed to give an aliyah to somebody who you know will not be reciting it themselves, right? Make your idea, many posuk pasim, even a suma, who can't even see the words, might be able to get an aliyah. But why wouldn't Shomea Ka'ona be used there? So hopefully we'll touch on that a little bit, but let's now see the other context. So this is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Conceptually, let's lay out the possibilities, and then we'll see it in the halachas. How do I understand Shomea Ka'ona? What does it mean? Kiddush time, Friday night. So let's say I hold that one person, it's better for one person to make Kiddush for everybody. Separate topic, but let's assume that. Rovam Hajas Malach, one person. So how is it possible that, why does it work? My wife has the same obligation of Kiddush that I do. So I'm saying the words, and my wife listens. She says, Amen. She's Yosei. How does that work? So there are two ways of understanding that the Achronim have. And we'll see this in the Chazon Ish, and we'll see this in other contexts as well. Idea number one is that person A is the mouthpiece of person B. I have two ways that I could talk. I could talk myself, or I could talk through you. You are my mouthpiece. It's as if I said it. That's the chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona. Take that very literally. Shomea is like Ka'ona. Either I could say it, if I don't say it, you could say it for me, but it's as if I'm saying it. That's one way of understanding. Oh, a person, right. In order to create that tziruf, so a person has to have kavana, and I have to have kavana lahotzi and kavana latzeis to create that halacha connection. Right, 100%. Just like by other mitzvahs, if somebody has to be kavana by shofar. Right? So that's one idea, that it's as if I'm saying it. Or do I say no? You know what the chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona is? I don't have a chiyuv to say it. It's not as if I'm saying it. But the chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona is, whatever you do, I could get credit for. If you do something, then everything, as long, again, the kavana creates this connection, creates the tziruf between the parties, whatever you do can be related to me. It's not limited to say that you are talking for me. No, it's not that you're talking for me. Your actions are connected to me. That's the chiddush of this principle of Shomea Ka'ona. Again, it's based on the principle of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. It only works if somebody is mechuyev in the mitzvah. So there are limits, but whatever you do, shouldn't be looked at in a limited way of your words are my words, but rather in a broader sense that your actions I get credit for. Yeah.
Even though I'm not saying it. In other words,
even though I'm not saying it. Correct. I don't need to say it. That's the chiddush of Shomea Ka'ona.
First way of saying we're all saying it. Second way is that I'm Yotze even though I'm not saying
correct.
It.
Correct. I'm Yotze. Am I saying it or I'm Yotze even without saying it? Correct. Those are the two ideas, how the Achronim suggest Shomea Ka'ona could work. So where do we see these ideas come up? And where do we see some interesting discussions in the Achronim? So, number one. Category number one. And probably this sugya is what made Shomea Ka'ona famous in the world of the Achronim. This discussion right here. Any Kohanim in the room? Yes. Kohanim in the room. Right. Birchas Kohanim. Shomea Ka'ona Birchas Kohanim. What if the Kohanim, a lot of Kohanim, let's say this, it gets crowded up front. So, you know what, the Kohanim get together and they say, you know, Mr. Eitan, could you please duchen for us? You go up there, we'll all listen, we'll have kavana, you know, you have the best voice, you'll sing, right? So, you know what, you do it, we'll all listen, we'll say, Amen, wonderful. Right, so, does that work? Shomea Ka'ona. So, would it work? So, if you look in the Tshuva's Reishis Bikurim is Tshuva's from Rabbi Tzalel Mivilna. Sal Mivilna is the brother of Rav Shlomo Mivilna, whose tshuvas are the Binyan Shlomo. So Rav Shlomo Mivilna, one of the great achronim from the 1800s. He says it would be allowed, and he saw it in practice. He saw it in practice. He quotes in the tshuva in source number 5, Mina Kalkal Triast. It's a city in Italy. City in Italy, and this is the story that's quoted by all the later achronim. The story of Triast. He came one time to the city in Italy, and, line 4, Kibduni az be'ezus Hashem lios ha-kohen ha-mavarech kol brechas kohenim, levadi b'ko, they were mechabin me. Assume it was on Yantif. I don't think he was a Svardi that did duchening every day. So let's say he was on Yantif and Chutz Laretz, and they were mechabin me to do it. V'chol ha-kohenim she-be'ez ha-knesses sha'alu imi yachad l'duchen. They all, right, you can't say what I said before, they weren't lazy. They have to go up there, they went up there, but they were quiet. They went up the interview. We'll have to talk about why do they even have to go up there? How can they just sit in their seats? We'll have to see. Yachad l'dochen shasku az v'shamu mimeni levad. And they only heard it from me. Shekach minhagam sham. That was their minhag. Shekoin echad levad mevarech la'am bekol. One kohen. V'shara kohenim sholen imo yotzen bazeh ayidei shomea ka'one levad. Says the Reishis Bikurim, this is what happened, this is what I occurred. And he says, you know what? Once I saw this minog, a lot of other things became clear to me. For example, there's a pasuk in Chumash that I never understood. V'be'emes, b'zeh'asi shaper, pashti tekra, I gave it to you in Surah number 6. The pasuk says, last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago, Vayisa arones yadav el ha'am, after the miluim, Aaron lifted up his hands, vayivarachim, and he gave a bracha. Aaron gave a bracha? Berchas Kohanim, Chazal say, we're his kids. Berchas Kohanim shouldn't only be the Kohen Gadol, right? It should be, after Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol till today, right? And now, Aaron Bekah, what about his, everybody should be giving it. He says, Vayevarachim, the Yesh Lomar, line 8, Debanav Shamu Mimenuaz. His children listened. Aaron, I'm going to give him the covet. So Aaron HaKohen listened. So number one, so the first pasuk in Chumash, only Aaron HaKohen gave the bracha. Vigam, also what makes sense, is a difficult Mishneh Maseches Megillah, which again, many of the Rishonim and the Mefarshim on the Mishneh try to figure out, but with this understanding, makes beautiful sense, says the Mishneh Megillah, Daf Chaf Dalet, source number 7, Hamaftir Benavi, somebody gets Maftir, so in the days of the Mishneh, getting Maftir was considered a very small kibud. Maftir you giving me? It's not one of the 7 aliyahs. So they had a proper recognition. They realized that maftir wasn't so chashim. So, okay, you can have Torah too. That's where it came from. Nowadays, I'm getting shmi. I'm a maftir guy. Right now, maftir is the biggest kibbutz in the world. But that's why there are some shuls that are makpid not to give a bar mitzvah boy maftir, even though that's the minhag of most. Because you want to give him a real aliyah. But the point is, you want to let the maftir. He could say the haftarah anyway. Let the other guy make the bracha. Anyway, that's the minhag. I'm not here to change any minhag. But either way, the Mishnah says, Hamaftir benavi, who marks a shema. He gets certain privileges. Because he's getting maftir, so we'll give him some privileges. What are privileges? Who pores al shema? That's one question. What does that mean? Maybe it means to be the chazan for shachris. V'hu over lefnei ateva. V'hu nosei as kapav. He's the one that duchens. Nosei as kapav. So what does that mean, he's the one that duchens? If he's the only Kohen, fine, but if you're a Ten Kahanim, who knows he is Kappa? Says the Reishis Bikurim. It works out perfectly. He's the one that's chosen. Everybody else can be Yossi through Shomea Ka'one. Says the Reishis Bikurim, therefore, this is the Shomea Ka'one. This is the first context that we have. Shomea Ka'one could work by Birchas Kohanim. The Beis Halevi was very upset about this story. He doesn't quote him by name, but he quotes in source number 8. This is the end of Sefer Bereishis. But we only have the Beis Halevi on Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. We don't know if he wrote more, but this is all we have. But at the end of Bereishis, the Beis Halevi writes as follows: Umasha Omar Chacham Echad beBirchas Kohanim. De Kohen Echad Yochel Omar Birchas Kohanim v'Shari Kohanim Yishmu v'Shemei Kohane. What a certain rabbi said, the Reishis Bikurim, Hine Im Haya Makom Lomar Kain Bevadei Dehayinu Marvichim Bazeh. If I would love to say that, because we would profit Lafarish Lashon HaMishnah. I agree, says the Beis HaLevi. To be intellectually honest, that Mishnah would make great sense. You don't have to have dachuk pshatim. What does it mean? Who pareth al shma? It fits it perfectly. He's the one that's chosen. But you know what? Says the Beis HaLevi, misvara, I find it very difficult. Amnam ikar adavar line 11, lo nihira klal. The shomea kaona, let's see his important words. The shomea kaona shayach rak bedavar, de ein sarach bo ela amira lechuda. You know what shomea kaona works? If all you need is to say something. If all you need is an amira, that's when shomea kaona could work. Aval birchas kohanim, the tsarach korum. Birchas kohanim requires more than just saying something. It requires to say something in a certain way. It's not just to say, but how to say. Says the Beis HaLevi, the second that you need more than just words, you need words in a certain way, shomea kohanim doesn't work. Ka'adam ha'omer l'chaveiro. That's the halach in Maseches Sota. Shomea ko'on, that Birchas Kohanim requires kol rum. It's got to be out loud. Bazel lo shayach shomea ko'ona. Why? Tahare aniyosu shel ha'kohen ha'shomea hareinu nishma l'ha'am ha'shomim. The aniya of the Kohen number two is listening. He doesn't have any kol rum to him. He's silent. V'lo adivach kohen ha'shomea mim haya omer mefurish b'peh. Rak b'lachash de lo yatsa. Just like he wouldn't say it if he said it quietly, he's not Yotze here. Says the Beis HaLevi, Birchas Kohanim requires more than Amira, it requires Kol Ram. And therefore, Shomea Ka'ona won't work. What would the Reishis Bikurim answer? This shouldn't be confused with the Reishis Bikurim, which is a separate sefer that we used in Maseches Bechoros, in the Daf Yomi, beautiful sefer. But from the 20th century, later. So what's the machlokas about? What would the Reishis Bikurim answer about the din of Kol Ram? What's the machlokas between the Beis HaLevi and the Reishis Bikurim? Suggest the Chazonish, suggest other Achronim. Maybe it's totally on our issue. What does Shomea Ka'one do? Does Shomea Ka'one mean you are my mouthpiece? What you say is as if I said it. That limited suggestion. So if that's true, then that's what the Beis HaLevi would say. Shomea Ka'one gets you, your words are my words. So then that's not good enough for Berachas Kohanim. Because Berachas Kohanim needs more than that. But if you say, no, Shomea Ka'one, whatever you do, I get credit for. So ironically, on the one hand, it's a less intense approach to Shomea Ka'one. It's not as if I'm saying it. So you might say, that's like weaker. But on the other hand, because it's weaker, it's better. In a sense. Because you do what you do, I get credit for everything you did. That's what Shomea Ka'ona means. So that's why here, it would work. It's as if I get the credit. You did a Kol Ram, so I get the credit for Kol Ram. Says the Chazon Ish, that's what could be suggested. He says, line 14, right on the left side of the Chazon Ish, V'yifiyamor yesh la'yeh b'vashe kasav, b'sever beis ha'levi la'hagrid zatzal, ha'gon ha'bezdin brisk, she'en di'e shemeh ko'ne berechaz ko'ne m'shim desor ha'kol ram, l'fiyamor, kiva d'nishlamu t'nai ha'dibor b'mashmiya sagile l'shomeya. 1 second, you could look at shemeh ko'ne, as long as the mashmiya, the Kohen who sang it was Yotzei, so it works for the shomeya. Venera de Birchas Kohanim Ikara Hadibor Shushave Begidro Bem Bekonama Im Koram. He continues, but this is the first suggestion. Again, Shomea Ka'one. How does it work? Nafgamina for Messias Kapayim.
It's possible, yeah. Basically, he doesn't exactly say. Is it possible that the issue here is that there's a third party involved in Birchas Kohanim, which is the Am?
Okay, the fact that there's the Am involved.
Yeah, so therefore you.
Meaning, so you're suggesting not only is there a Kol Ram element, there's another.
He somewhat says it. I mean, he says it.
Okay, I would say, I think you're even noting what you're suggesting is more of what the Stipler is suggesting. Turn over the page for a minute to source number 10. The Stipler is saying maybe even Shomei Kohen is different, even if you want to say normally Shomei Kohen should work, but here, exactly what you said, you require Birchas Kohanim is Ben Adam Lachaveiro. There's a personal element to Birchas Kohanim. See, even if you want to say you're Yosi with everything, but you still can't, the peh el peh, the ba'ahava, again, it's border, it's taking the hashkafa into the halacha, but this is halacha. Birchas Kohanim requires, they have to be in front of me, I have to give it's a bracha to them. Even if they're not there, if they're Am Shabbosados. But either way, says the Kiel Zachem, this is what you're suggesting, even if, no matter what you say about Shomei Ka'one, you still might say this is different. That's true. In Achinami. inamidin shlichus v'chulu. So you might say berachas kohanim is different, but either way, that our chakira can be true. Number one, that is in berachas kohanim. Number one. Number two, similar case, similar discussion. There's a machlokas achronim, and it's interesting. It's whatever you grow up with, you think that's what everybody does, and then until you see otherwise. So I grew up in a shtievel. And in the shtievel, the Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim night, the Tzibur did not say the B'nai Haman before the Chazan said it. Right, we have the psukim that everybody says out loud, Ish Yehudi, Lahudim Isaora, the last pasuk of the Megillah. But the B'nai Haman, that's what the Baal Kori read. I remember the first time I was away from, in Yeshiva, I think it was, and all of a sudden, before the B'nai Haman, everybody's like, I'm like, what's going on here? I never saw it before. And then I realized, it's not such an uncommon minhag. And there are different minhagim. And then, later on, you do a little research, it's a machlokas achronim. Machlokas achronim, whether the Baal Koreh could say the Birchas Kohanim for everybody else, like he could say the rest of the Megillah. Says the Chayyadam, source 11. Umasha noage b'miksas amakomos. Shakol akol omer maseres b'nei Adam. Haman. That which people, there are some places out there that everybody says maseres b'nei Haman. Ain't no minug. Nah, you don't have to do it. It's not a minug. El akore yorman levad v'akol yishmu. Let the kore say it. There's no difference between this and the rest of the Megillah. You don't have to say it. But the Rugged Shaver is quoted as saying, Rav Zevin quotes this in Moadim Balacha, the Rugged Shaver says, no, everybody has to say it. You know why? Because there's a din of Neshima Achas. There's a din of in one breath. You got to say them all in one breath. That can transfer through Shomea Ka'ona, says the Rugged Shaver. And that's where the Minhag, sometimes we think Minhagim, okay, they're Minhagim. Minhagim, a lot of times, are based on halachic chshashos. Halachic issues that we're being machmir for, says the Rugged Shaver. You can't be Yotzei Shmei Kohanim. The rest of the Megillah, fine. It's just a din of Amira. But here, this is a din of Neshima Achas. Gotta say it in one breath. That doesn't transfer. Again, we see this is the machlokas. What is Shomei Kohanim all about? Does it just mean what you said, I said? That could work. But if it's anything to do with how it has to be said, that doesn't transfer according to approach one. But it's approach two. Whatever you do, I get credit for. So that's fine. It could even work. Neshima Achas, that could be the machlokas between the Rugged Shaver and the Chayi Adam. Number two. Sias Kapayim and Aseres B'nei Haman. Good. Let's get back to getting an Aliyah. Aliyah L'Torah says the Rush in Meseches Megillah, Mikol Makom, source 13, Gam Ha'omeid L'Kros Yikra B'Nachas U'Bediktachem Shliach Tzibur. The one who gets the Aliyah has to say it along. Shalom Yeah, levatala, so that it won't be a bracha levatala, says the Rush. It will be a bracha levatala if I don't say this. The Torah quotes this Rush in Orachaim, Kuf Bem Aleph, Nuchas Kriyas HaTorah, that you have to say, that's our minug. Our minug is to say it with the Chazan, with the Baal Koreh. The Beis Yosef quotes a Zohar that says, no, right, we're already in the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag, before Lag BaOmer, quote Zohars, says the Zohar, one person. One person should read. Again, not explicit relating to our issue, but the Zohar says in the fourth line, there in source 14, Aser lemikre ba'oraisa barchad bilchodi v'shaskin v'shamen mili mipume kilu kablin lo haishaita mitura desinai. Gotta have one person as if you're hearing it from our Sinai. Umantakari ba'oraisa levi chad kaimale v'shasik. Dolo yishtakech bar dibur chad bilchodi. Lo train diburin. Lashon HaKodesh. Chad v'chadu. Lo train. Emphasizing one person reads. One person reads. Again, not 100% clear what the Zohar means. Is he saying one person should read? One person can read? But that's what the Beis Yosef quotes. Says the Beis Yosef commenting there on the Zohar. Second part where I wrote B. V'kivan de l'divrei hazohar aser likros ela echa levad, v'achshav shenogo shashliach tzibur hu akore ha'ole, and nowadays the shliach tzibur is the kore, ha'ole aser likros. The ole shouldn't be kore, says the Beis Yosef. V'im lo yikra, sorry, I lost the place. Avishal divrei haposkim tzarech likros, and even though other poskim say you should, v'im lo yikra kasvu d'ari bracha levatala, even though I know the Rush says what he says, me'achar shalom nizkar zeh betamud behedya lo shafkina divrei hazor mipnei divrei haposkim. That's a yesod gadol by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, if there's ever anything in Shas against the Zohar, Shas wins. But he says, this isn't in Shas, this is a rush. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, it could be that the Zohar beats the rush. Meaning, one person, the Ola, should not say it. The Odin, after all, to ha'ika l'meimar, to kol she'ha'ola shomeya, masha shliach tzibur korea machavilibu l'dvarav, ha'veyu kakori to shomeya ka'ona. He says, what's wrong with shomeya ka'ona? Machlokes, Rush, and Zohar, Lefia Beis Yosef. So again, what's the machlokes here about? It's machlokes about laning. So why should I say shomeya ka'ona? Let's try to figure it out. Why should shomeya ka'ona work, shomeya ka'ona not work? So if you say it's, so is Kriyas HaTorah just a din of Amira? Is there any how it should be said by Kriyas HaTorah? What do you say?
Sure.
How? Maybe it's a din of Re'iya. You have to see it. Let's see what the Emek Bracha says. The Emek Bracha, Talmud of Reb Chaim, says, what's this Machlokas about? V'tzarech lomer, if according to the Machlokas, the Savri, De ikra din shomea ka'ona eino el inyin she yotzi de chavasi de bracha v'kriya shel chaveiro. Aval lo nechshav aydi kakori hu mamish. These are the two different approaches. Al kein eini yachol avarech al kriya sashatz. That's Rashi. Shomea ka'ona eino el inyin latzeis. Aval lo chashiva ka'ona mamish. He says, now you have the opposite way. For kriya satorah, you need an actual kriya. You need to say it. So now it cuts the other way. According to approach number one, it would work. Because Shomei Ka'ona, the Beis Yosef holds that it's as if you're saying it, so you have to say it. But if it's just that, whatever you do, I get credit for it, that's not good enough here, says the Emek Bracha. Because here you need an actual verbal kriya. So if halachically it's as if I am saying it, that's fine. But if I'm just getting credit for what you said, that's not good enough. That's how the Emek Bracha formulates it. You can say it just the opposite. As the other nafkamin is cut, and that is, if you say maybe kriya, this is a din of kriya betoch aksav. And if you need betoch aksav, maybe that can't transfer. So you might say it the other way, but either way, kriya satorah might be another nafkamina that is related to our topic. Yeah. Is the tzibur yotze? The tzibur doesn't have to be yotze with a bracha. It's not their chiyuv.
It's
a chovat tzibur. They make the bracha because Rav Soloveitchik once said that whenever, we might have mentioned this in the Haggadah this year, whenever you come to a new form of Talmud Torah, so then that requires a new bracha. So that's why even though I said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, when I get an aliyah, that's Talmud Torah b'tzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is a form of Talmud Torah b'tzibur, so I make a new bracha. When we, in the Haggadah, we're about to perform Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a unique form of Talmud Torah, so we say Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanas HaTorah L'Amo Yisrael. It's a unique form of Talmud Torah. But that is not, when I hear laning, that's not my chiv. I'm not yotzi with that bracha. He's making a bracha. He, on behalf of the tzibur, is making a bracha on that part of Torah.
So the only shomei ha'kona is with the Baal Korah.
Shomei ha'kona is for the Oleh from the Baal Korah. Right. Except for, let's say, Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah's Esther. That's Chovas HaYachar on each person. And Parsha Zachar. That's the only one. But everything else is a Chovas HaTzibur. That's why also, interestingly, a bar mitzvah boy can be motzi everybody in Kriyas HaTorah, but not in Parsha Zachar. Unless he's, right? This is the big issue, because for the Durabana Daraisa, because we rely on Chazaka Duraba, that a child is a gadol for Durabana, not Daraisa. Chovas HaTzibur, Kriyas HaTorah generally is a Durabanan, but Parsha Zachar is a Chovas HaYachar Daraisa. Okay. One final area before we get back to our discussion. Oh, you know, let me just mention one outside, and then we'll get to the one that I wanted to mention. There is a discussion in Rabbi Kiva Eger, turning the page, source 18, 19, 20, whether you could be Shomea Ka'ona from two different people. Could somebody do a half a bracha? So Rabbi Kiva Eger has that suffix. He talks about the context is benching. Could somebody, because women can't be motzi men in benching because they might not be chayvin, they're not chayvin bris milah, get a chayvin in the aretz. So in that context, they are going to talk about being motzi half. So that also might be, again, without going through the sources, that also might be tully on our issue about if it's as if I'm saying it or I'm getting credit for what he did, I might not be able to get credit from two different people. But I might be able to take verbal as if I did it from two different people. So that's another nafgamina. You can look from source 18 through source 22. Through source 23. That's where that comes up. Okay. But I'd like to do the final nafgamina for us tonight. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Kuf Dalet, in source 24, Eino Posek, this is already, we're going to work backwards for this one. What's the halacha? And then where did it come from? Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Posek, lo lakadosh v'lo lakdusha. If somebody's in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and I'm going a little slower, the Chazan got up to Kedusha already. What do I do? I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, what do I do? So I don't answer. What do I do? The halacha is, Ela yishtok v'yachavin l'masha amar shliach tzibur v'yehe ka'one. I am quiet and I listen. And shomea ka'one. If you think about that, it's interesting. If you think about that, then we all, many of us know that halacha, but if you think about it, how does that work? Shomea ka'one, am I allowed to say it now? I'm not allowed to say it now. But I can listen and get the credit for saying it. Let us work backwards for a minute. This is really a machlokas rishonim. 3 days in the rishonim. What are you supposed to do? If Shmona Esrei comes, I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha. Or Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Right? Either way. Or Shomayat, the Amin for Shomayat Tefillah. All of them. What am I supposed to do? Says Tosfos, keep going. Says Tosfos, don't stop. You're a train, keep going. Why are you going to stop? Says Tosfos, you know what's going to happen if you're going to stop? It's as if it's Shomayat Kona, you're being Mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You can't stop, says Tosfos, source 26. Tosfos in Brachas Afchav Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam Vari Haya Omrim Da Adaraba. Ishomea Kaona Havei Afsakim Shosek. Don't stop. That is what Tosfos in Brachas tells us. The Ritva in Mesechta Sukkah also says don't stop, but for a different reason. Why? Why did the Ritva say don't stop? The Ritva says Shomea Kaona is not going to work here. Shomea ka'one, some of you might be thinking, is only going to work where I could be one myself. So then, I can use shomea ki'one. But here, I can't be one. Says the Ritva, source 28. V'anu yotze mishmias barach ha'babi pip, v'kanshim shama v'lo'ana yatza, ki hadlo v'chein alacha, she'b'chol davar she'yotze a'idei acherim, she'yesh lo lanos amino davar acher, im shama v'lo'ana klal, if you heard it and didn't answer. So then it works. Miudafka bisheroi laanos. Only if you can answer. Avalam eno roi laanos kagon sheino naki. Let's say I'm in the bathroom and I hear somebody making kiddush. I can't be yotze. Osha mispalov and rosh alazar in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Eino yotze. So Tosfos says you can't stop. Why? Because it's going to work so well. It's going to be a hefsek. The Ritva says don't stop. Why? Because it's not going to work. We don't paskin like either of them. We paskin like Rashi. Rashi, his grandchildren argued on him. Rabbeinu Tam argued on him. But Rashi says back in source 25, Rashi and Sukkah says exactly what we do. You know what happens if you're in Shmon Esrei? Stop, listen, and then continue afterwards. V'chein l'mispalim b'tzibur, v'shliat tzibur, omer kadosh, o yeshme rabba, yishtuku b'tfilasan, v'yishmu b'kavana, listen, v'arehein ka'onin. It's as if you're answering. U'kishe yigmar ha'kadusha, yachlu tfilasan. And they'll go back, and that's what the Bahag, the Rashi quotes the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gdolos, Rabbi Yehuda Igon. So the question is on Rashi. Mimanavshach, like Tosfos said, if you're Yossi Shomei Ka'one, then it's a Hefsek. And if it's not Shomei Ka'one, then how does it work? So beautifully, if we think about it, this fits in perfectly to our Chakira. Tosfos holds Mamish, whatever he's saying, I'm saying. It's as if I'm saying it. Don't stop. It's a Hefsek, don't stop. But what does Rashi hold? Whatever he does, I get credit for. That's all Shomea Ka'one is. So it's not as if I'm saying it. I get credit for what he's doing. So getting credit doesn't mean it's a hefsek. You know, what happens if as I'm davening Shmon Esrei, the Kohanim are bringing my carbon on my behalf? I can get credit for a mitzvah while I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei. So do we here. I can get credit. It's not a hefsek. So that's another nafgamina that we have to our Chakira. So we have two different understandings of Shomea Ka'one. We see the differences between by Birchas, number one, by Birchas Kohanim, number two, by the sons of Haman, number three, by getting an Aliyah, number four, could you combine two different people to make up Shomea Ka'one for you, to be most of you? Number five, what about a Hefsek in Shmona Esrei? So now let's get back to number six on our list, and that would be where we started off with Sfiras HaOmer. We started off with the machlokas achronim between the Magen Avraham and the Lavush. Can you use Shmei HaKaoneh for Sviras HaOmer? For the bracha, for sure you can. The minhag is not to. The minhag is for us to make our own bracha. Fine. But what about for the Svira itself? Machlokas. The Magen Avraham says Shmei HaKaoneh. The Lavush says no. You have to count yourself. What's the Bir HaDavar? Why would I say it? The Pashtus, we would say the Magen Avraham's right. Why wouldn't you be able to say, to use Shmei HaKaoneh? So maybe, yeah, anybody have any suggestions? Yeah?
Not related to this, but it gets into the question of it can't even happen because you need 49 separate tipos.
Okay, so you want to say connecting it to the other shit that I was going to give tonight, which I didn't.
Yeah, it's but the other famous thing.
Tmimos. Right, one mitzvah, 49 mitzvahs.
You're not doing anything by Shomei HaKaoneh in one night.
Okay, so you might say that Shomei HaKaoneh has to be a package deal. Right. That's what you're saying. It might not work by Sviras HaOmer because it's a package. Tonight's only one. How can you? It would relate to the different. You need 49 different chazanim and yeah. What if you're from the same chazan? But still, it might be a hefsek. But still, right? It might be.
Therefore, you know, right. Your sphere.
Right. Could it be anything within Shomei HaKaoneh? It could be, if you think about, based on what the Emek Bracha said before. If you say, Sviras HaOmer is Svira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Each and every person has to verbalize. So maybe, if you say it as if I said it, that's fine. But here you can't just go by, you'll get credit for it. The Chiyuv, the Chiddush of Usfartim Lachem is, what does Chazal say in Menachos? Shetei Svira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You need an actual verbalization for each person. So, if you say it as if I said it, then fine. But if it's just the credit, it could be. You didn't have to say this. You could have said that even according to that day, it's good enough. We're working backwards here. Now that we have an achron that says it doesn't work, so we got to figure out why. So one suggestion might be it's broken up. One suggestion might be this, that he says it has to be a verbalization, and he says Shemei HaKaoneh doesn't do that. Suggestion, again, like we said, you didn't have to say that for him.
What about someone who missed a bracha one night?
Right. Somebody missed.
Then they have to be Yotzei that bracha, and then they just verbalize the thing by Mar.
Right. But they could say the Svira, though. That's the focus, right? The bracha, for sure, you could be Yotzei with Shomei HaKaoneh. Okay. But the Svira,
the fact that it's two parts, then.
Right. The bracha is separate from the Svira. The bracha is just preparatory. But the Svira is the mitzvah itself. Okay. That's the end of the halachic explanation. There, of course, could be a more hashkafic explanation to the need for personal Svira. And that relates to what Svira is all about. Svira is all about a personal preparation and getting ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. And it could very well be that the bracha is reflecting the state that we are each supposed to be in, and that can't be done through a shliach. That can't be done through anybody else. Right? The number of Bali Musar say this. The Sefer HaChinuch says this clearest, that in Source 30, turning over, the Sefer HaChinuch says, that's why, or he asks the question, why do we count up and not down? Why don't we count down? The first night we should count 49, 48, 47. We should count up. Why do we count up? Because we're counting up to Kabbalah HaTorah. We're counting up. Says the Chinuch in Source 30. Laharos b'nafsheinu achefetz hagadol al hayom hanichlal hanichsa. We want to show that we're excited. You always count what you're excited for. Right? Kids in school, they count down to the last day of school. They're excited. So seriously, we count to what we're excited for. But there they're counting to, they count down. But here we count up because we're going up. We're counting up towards something. The Yimne Tamid Masa Yavo Ha'eza Nichsa V'Elav She'ozal L'Cheiris. When am I going to get to that day that I complete my going to Cheiris? Ki HaMinyan Mar Ela Adam. Minyan reflects on a person that he can't wait to something. We count down the minutes. We count. So he says that's Svira. Svira is something personal. And maybe that's why it can't be through somebody else. Every person has to do their own Svira. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, Svira is a process. Sviras HaOmer is the Svira between two karbanas, two poles. On Pesach we bring, on the second day of Pesach we bring the karban to Omer. Sviras HaOmer made out of barley, one of only two karbanos that are made out of barley. And on Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem, which is made out of wheat, which is what most karbanos are made out of. Many of the Bali Musar, the Aruch HaShulchan says as well, barley is animal fodder in Chazal. Wheat is people, human consumption. We're going from the level of Machal Behema to Machal Adam. We're perfecting ourselves because without the Torah, we're like behemoths. Once we have the Torah, that's personal. And it's something that we're not there yet. We keep going every day. Just to end with one final thought that I've mentioned in the past from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, the Rav asked the question that all the Achronim asked, even the Rishonim, the Baal Amor asked, why don't we say Shechiyanu on Sfirasa Omer? At the last half of the of Psachim, the Baal Amor asked, why don't we say Shechiyanu on Sfirasa Omer? So the Baal Amor says, because it's a little tinged with sadness. Because we don't have a carbon Omer anymore, we're upset, it's Zecher LaMikdash. So, we're a little upset. It's a little difficult because we say a Shechiyanu by Lulav, even though that's also Zecher LaMikdash every, all 7 days. We say Shechiyanu by other mitzvahs, but that's the Baal Amor. Other answers given by, some say you're Yossi with the one on Shavuos, the one on Pesach, Rav Soloveitchik gives an unbelievable answer. The Rav said that Shechiyanu is anti-definitional to the mitzvah of Svira. Svira means I'm not there yet. Svira inherently is counting towards something. Shechiyanu means Shechiyanu v'yirvan l'azman hazeh. Thank you for bringing me here. So you can't say Shechiyanu on Svira because Svira inherently is counting towards something. Well, you're going to say on the last night, you're still not there till the next night. And the final night Shavuos, you finished. You finished the mitzvah. So that's why you can't say Shechiyanu on Svira Seomer. Just there's no hechitimzi when you're going to say it. So, but what does that whole idea reflect? That again, it's something personal that we're counting towards something. So again, all of that, Al-Derab Drush, might be another idea behind the Levush, and even according to the Levush, even according to the Magen Avraham, the minhag of Klai Yisrael is to do it ourselves. Even if we can do it through a shliach. The minhag is to do it ourselves. Even if somebody in all other areas of Halacha holds on like Shomei Ka'ona, and Barovam Hadras Melech, by Kiddush, by all the mitzvahs, for some reason this one we do ourselves. Why? And even I think in Sephardic circles, where everything is done by the Chazan, and everybody else just listens. I think Sfira Se'omer, everybody counts. Because it's Sfira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. And that's what Shavuos, that's what the Kabbalah Satorah, we count towards, and maybe that's part of the message of why Shomei Ka'ona is either not allowed, or at least not relied upon by Klal Yisrael as we get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshat Shir will be tomorrow night.